expecting the action to come right at them. You know what I mean? They know that you weren't on the field for the first two downs, so they're like, okay, we're going to see what you can do. And they plan on coming right at you, and you have to be ready for that. That's what I want to happen, and that's my mentality when I go out there.
Arguably, your preparation has to be better in those instances because you're not seeing 50 snaps a game.
Exactly, and you're not gauging, you know, what they're doing on first and second down. You're seeing it on the sideline, but you're not on the field. So when you come in, you got to be ready for action immediately.
Assess this receiver core. What do you see? Where can they improve, and who's impressed you?
Man, I mean, they've all impressed me. I like what Brandon Jones has done out on that football field. But we have fast and quick guys and Chris Davis and, you know, Lavelle Hawkins. We have big receivers and Mike Williams and Justin Gage. We have guys that just catch the ball and Justin McCarron. We have a lot of players all over, and I like it. I mean, it's going to be tough decisions, but, you know, everybody on that side of the ball has talent.
This time a year ago, everyone wanted to know what would the cornerback situation be. You guys were weak at secondary, and that was one of the weaknesses in the team. Assess the group a year later. Cortland's obviously played well, Nick's played well. It seems like it's a strength now.
Man, it's everybody out there that plays corner can be a playmaker, and that's what we want, you know what I mean? No matter who we put in, if somebody goes down, unfortunately, we could put in Ray or E. King or Chris Carr or anybody, and they can go out there and make the same play. So, you know, it's a luxury to have that kind of depth in the NFL.
Griffin had a good day today. Coach Fisher thought that he might have had a little side under the table deal with Vince.
It didn't look that way. Nah, he's a good player. He's a guy who we put back there, and he could cover, you know, sideline to sideline. He showed that ability today, playing man-to-man on one play, getting the pick, and then outrunning the receiver to the end zone, and then coming from the post and making the play on the sideline and the other pick. So he has that talent, and the coach would just like to see him do it every day, and he's trying to do that.
He was allegedly a corner a year ago. Obviously, he came on at the end of the year playing safety. How good do you think he can be with a full training camp working together with Chris in the offseason?
His potential is unlimited, and I'm just looking forward to getting out there and seeing him for a full 16 playing safety, and including the training camp, like you said, not going through half of it at corner, half of it at safety, and being switched around. So, his, like I said, his potential is unlimited. I'm just looking forward to it.